This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to your Q. I am in the studio today with the ladies of the Miss Douglas County organization and really excited to talk about their experiences so far and what they have left for the rest of their reign. It's kind of funny that it's called a reign when we live in Oregon. That seems just so like
double meaning.
Perfect, doesn't it? So in studio here today, we have Miss Douglas County herself, Bridget Rickman.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And we have Miss Douglas County's outstanding teen, Audrey Van Hooten.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you for being here. And your partner in crime, Miss Umpqua Valley's outstanding teen, Lena Larracy.
Yes. Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're excited. So one of the things when last year, this was all supposed to happen, and then we had the COVID hit, and it was canceled like just a week or two before you guys were going to have your program, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So all the work and all the effort and everything's gone into it and then shut down. And so
just got another year to work on things.
Yeah. Extra time, looking on the bright side. But then it happened this year, even amongst the fact that we weren't fully opened and everything. It was held in a smaller facility and it was, just parents.
Yes.
I mean, everybody was allowed two people,
right? Yeah. So yeah. It was basically just performing for all of our parents, which is actually kind of nice having that smaller show because it meant that we could have the show, which was the most important part.
Right. Absolutely. And that's one of the things I was lucky to be there and helped out with the judges. And that's the one thing that we told the judges. It's like, we're here to have this for the young ladies to afford them that opportunity. And so it may be different than what somebody's used to, but it really turned out really well. And the teens and the Miss both did an excellent job. So, and at the end of the day, you guys were blessed with scholarships and sashes and crowns and all things that were positive. So
yeah, it was very awesome, and a year of opportunity to serve Douglas County, which has been amazing so far.
And Bridget, so you had been the outstanding teen in
yes.
the past. We just covered that with Groobs 2017. We're reiterating that. And so this is your first time as the Miss title holder, though.
Yes, it's actually really fun because I was Douglas County's princess in 2012 and then Douglas County's outstanding teen in 2017. And now I'm Miss Douglas County this year. So it feels like a triple crown, which is really fun and really cool looking back at photos from when I was young and competing and just seeing how far I've come in this program. It's really fun as a little throwback.
And then, Audrey, you were a princess, too, back in my time as well. And but both of you, Lena and Audrey, this is your first time getting your name called and having a title. So that was exciting for both of you that day.
Yeah, so I was the Miss Douglas County Princess in 2013, the year after Bridget. So you crowned me. That means
yes,
right?
I
yeah.
did. It's cool.
Oh, funny.
And then I've competed as a teen for a couple years, but this is my first time. And then this year we got to have two title holders, which is super cool and something that's never happened before in the teen division.
And so, Lena, for you, I mean, your first time getting your name called,
yeah.
too, and I completely remember your reaction. It was priceless. So a little caught off guard you were.
Oh, definitely. This was only my third year in the program, and because of COVID, it was only my second time competing, and so I was stoked. It was awesome.
It really was. I just love that genuine moment when somebody gets their name called and they're looking around to see whose name was called and then they're not even sure it was them, and then you see that moment, it dawns on them. That for me was kind of you, kind of like, yay, I'm really excited for whoever won. And then you're like, whoa, that's
it's
my
me
So that was super enjoyable to watch. So tell because I do have the experience, but things have changed, so things are called different stuff now. So
yes.
I'm going to start with Bridget. What are the phases of competition you competed in?
Yes. So the Miss America system has actually recently gotten rid of the swimsuit portion. So now we have interview, talent, We have the red carpet and social impact pitch, which is like sort of the onstage question, but you're talking about your social impact, and then you do your onstage question, which is actually its own category. So it's a lot of public speaking and being asked questions either by the judges in a private interview or by the judges on stage. So they really see how well-spoken and put together you are.
So tell the listeners what a social impact is. I mean, back in the day, we called it your platform statement.
Yes. So it's a cause to each candidate that's very important to them. Mine is the American Red Cross Blood Donation Services, and it's a cause that they choose to spend their year promoting. So with my platform, the Blood Donation Services, I've helped put together blood drives and help run them and promote them and try to get donors to go to them. Audrey and Lena actually have their own platforms as well, which are specific to them that they promote throughout the year. So it's something that's important to each candidate that she can use her reign to help bring attention to.
And so, girls, Audrey, I'm going to have you go first here. What are the categories that the teens compete in? Is it different or the same?
So for the teens, as of right now, they're all the same phases as they have been since the program started. They compete in interview, lifestyle and fitness, talent, and evening gown and onstage question. However, the board of directors at the national level just got switched over to collaborate with the Miss America, so it's all one director system. So some things might change in the future. Who knows?
But all, so you're showing your brains, your beauty, your fitness, like all aspects, you know, of what you can do and that you can sustain yourself through the year in all those aspects. So that's great. And so, Lena, what was your favorite phase of competition?
I'd probably have to say that fitness was one of my favorites because you really get to show the judges what you have to, what there is to you, more than just looking pretty in a dress or just wearing makeup and being all cute. You really get to go out there and show that you have something to you that could be different, and that's your chance to really stand out to the judges.
So talent, too, both of you were in, I would say, in the dance category, but completely different. So, Lena, what was your dance?
Yeah, my dance was hip-hop, and I love doing a hip-hop dance because it's not something that you see a lot of girls doing.
Hey, and another way to make yourself stand out, then.
Definitely.
And Audrey, your talent was?
My talent was a tap dance, which is, again, a genre you don't see a lot of. You see a lot of, like, lyrical dancing or some jazz dances, but those genres like hip-hop and tap are ones that aren't often seen on stage, which is a really cool way to bring something new to the audience.
And your tap was kind of high energy and fun very upbeat, so it was entertaining. They were both great. Enjoyed it. And Bridget, what was your talent?
Yes, so I am not nearly as good of a dancer as the teen, so I actually played House of the Rising Sun by The Animals on the tenor saxophone, which was really fun because I love that piece. I've been playing it for a while. I was in band in high school. And I also had this really cool gold full-length duster that looked really awesome on stage, especially with the jazzy, bluesy tone that House of the Rising Sun has. I loved my outfit almost as much as I loved playing the piece.
You know, and I think that's something said for that, though, because every little tiny piece adds to your level of confidence. And it was
Absolutely.
Obvious that you guys felt very comfortable, confident, and that you had also put in the work, because I always used to tell the girls, it's like you get out of it what you put into it, and it was obvious that you girls had honed your craft and put in the work and, you know, the rehearsal time to nail it, because you all did really well.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was kind of, sometimes, you know, back in the day when you're directing, you don't get to even see the show, so it's kind of,
yeah, you spend all your time backstage.
So yeah, that was like, oh, this is great. I get to actually see it. But so, girls, tell us what your platforms are. Audrey?
My platform is Inspire to Lead, inspiring today's youth to be tomorrow's leaders. With my platform, I'm really working on inspiring the student-age kids to get involved in different leadership organizations. Being involved in leadership organizations my whole life, I've seen the kind of impact it's made on me to give me the speaking skills to be on the radio right now and to be Miss Douglas County's outstanding teen. So much goes into who I am today, and a lot of that is because of the organizations I've been involved in, and I'm very excited to take that into the schools and show the kids how they can become their best selves as well.
Excellent.
So my platform is Pause Because You Can't Rewind, The Dangers of Teen Vaping. And I picked that because while it applies to any people of any age, I really want to stay focused on teens, because that's something that you see way too much of, and it is so, so unhealthy, but not all the teens realize the dangers when they start it. And so I would like to be able to bring awareness to these teens and to let them know so that that's not something that they ever want to try, or to maybe help them stop.
So, I mean, that's excellent that you guys are out doing these, and that they're a variety. So everybody's not on the same thing. You're out doing things in the community and making positive change. And
one thing that's really fun is, because all of ours are different, we can go and help out with each other's causes and do something that we wouldn't have necessarily gotten involved with before, because one of the candidates who competed locally at Miss Douglas County actually came with me to donate blood at one of the American Red Cross blood drives. So that was really fun, having this like cross social impact thing where we can all get involved with causes that are important to people who are dear to us and make a positive impact on our community with something that we wouldn't ordinarily be doing.
And, you know, that just goes to show the far-reaching effects of the program, is that there was, how many teens in the program competed this year?
There were 14.
Okay, so 14, and then there was
Six Miss.
So 20 young ladies competing. Every single one of you had this, you know, initiative or this impact, you know, in the community by doing something positive, and that trickle effect, plus then being involved with the program, like you said, you know, the speaking skills and the ability to be here on the radio today and do the great job that you're doing. So I think that, you know, there's just so much, and people don't know the far-reaching effects of and benefits of what the program can do and the positivity with that. So I'm just thrilled you guys are here today. This is fun for me, so I'm really excited to have you here and hear where you're going with your futures and all of that, and talk more about this. Yes. Oh, fly.
Sorry, it scared me.
Bridget just about jumped out of her seat. We had a fly attack in here. But so when you won, you had how much time to prepare for Miss Oregon?
We had 2 months to prepare.
That's a good amount of time. So what did you do? What would you? I know we used to call it polish the diamonds. So what did you polish between crowning? I'll let each one of you individually say what you polished to get ready.
Just about everything, actually. Our directors are two of the most amazing people on this planet, and they set up rehearsals for us so we could polish our diamonds. So for me, I know that I really worked on walking. I am 6 feet and 1 inch, so walking in heels has not always been something that comes easily to me, so I practiced a lot of walking in heels so I could walk well on the Miss Oregon stage. I worked a lot on my talent and figuring out how I could play it better for the Miss Oregon judges. And like I said earlier, I'm not the most skilled dancer on the planet, so we spent a lot of time, me and my counterpart Emily Warren, who is Miss Umpqua Valley, we spent a lot of time with our opening number, which was a very fun piece. I loved it. We were dancing the Lady Gaga, which was amazing.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't say your directors are Angie Painter.
Yeah, Angie and Brooke Painter, again, two of the most amazing people on this planet. They're fantastic and wonderful.
Yeah, and they just literally have the biggest hearts. So
yes,
you've got some great, great mama bears there. So, okay, Audrey, tell us, what did you polish?
Like Bridget said, we worked on a whole, basically every phase of competition getting ready. Something that I worked a lot on personally is interview. It was different than our local interview, which was in person. To keep it safe at the state level, we actually did Zoom interviews. So getting used to looking at the camera instead of at the screen, and then working on how we're forming our answers and how we are speaking to make it the most successful interview possible. And then touching up on the talent, working on walking, and getting our opening number down so we looked the absolute best on the Miss Oregon stage, which was something that's super helpful, having those practices to get ready.
And Lena, what do you feel you polished the most, or where did you see your biggest growth at in between?
A lot of my growth came from my talent, honestly. My talent had changed a good bit from local going to Miss Oregon. And so whether it was working on touching up the moves or my energy level so that I could just go out there and be the most confident version of me, I had to put in a lot of effort and a lot of work. And I did, and so did the other girls. We all worked very hard, and it all paid off. We all did so good at Miss Oregon, and it was just amazing to see our growth from locals, to see us on that Miss Oregon stage and just know how well we did and be so confident in ourselves.
Excellent. So when we come back from break, we're going to hear all about Miss Oregon. So we'll be back here in just a few moments. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN. And in the studio today, we have the ladies of Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program. So we have Bridget Rickman, Miss Douglas County.
Hello, hello.
Audrey Van Hooten, Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen. And Lena Laracy, Umpqua Valley's Outstanding Teen. And we're missing Emily. So Emily, if you're listening, you're missed.
We love you.
So where we left off is you guys had one and then the intense prep. So
yes.
You got through that. You survived that. And then here we are. We're loading up the cars and we're heading to Seaside. So who arrived first? Audrey, you did, right?
Yeah, I actually came up the Saturday before it started. We started on Wednesday, but we wanted some time to tour Seaside and the surrounding areas before the intense competition started, just to relax and enjoy all that Seaside has to offer.
Which is a lot.
Oh, there's so much. I don't think I even went to everything. I tried, but there's so much to do up there in the Seaside area, the Astoria area. There's so many cool places to go. It's such a great location to hold the state competition because there's a million places to go.
Yeah, you guys are busy doing dress rehearsals and all yes. of that, but the families have time to kill during the day, and so there's just so much. I mean, if people haven't been to Seaside, it's just such a great little city to go, even if it's for a weekend. It's you could go there multiple times and not do everything. And so you all arrive then later on. Lena, when did you go up?
I believe I got there a day early. It just gave us time to settle into the hotel and everything before the next day, which was arrival and all that. And that's when it started getting busy.
Yeah. When you're like, okay, I can't forget anything. I have to check everything and the stress of the check-in. And then Bridget, the Miss, were put up in hotels this year.
Yes. We had the most amazing sponsors, Seaside Lodgings. They gave all of the Miss hotel rooms for free and the hotels were amazing. Emily and I stayed together at the Inn at Seaside, and it was an amazing place to just go back and chill after the busy day of dress rehearsals and competitions. So they were so generous and so wonderful, and we are so thankful for their incredible sponsorship.
Absolutely, because the one thing about that and at that time of the year is it's peak season.
Yes.
And so the prices are like Ichiwawa, very high. And so for them to have blessed you guys with that is just absolutely incredible, and definitely very fortunate for that. So interviews happened. Audrey, you had said via Zoom. So who interviewed first, Bridget or the teens?
Yes. So Emily actually kicked off the Miss competition. She was number one for the beginning group. Yes. And then I interviewed in the afternoon on the Tuesday of Miss Oregon week, and I actually headed up to Seaside that day. So we got there 9 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then everything started on Wednesday. But yeah, it was weird doing a Zoom interview because I'm very used to being able to be in person and interact with the judges. And it was like Audrey said earlier, when you make eye contact with them on the screen, you're not making eye contact with them on their screen. So it was something to get used to, but we practiced that a lot, was doing Zoom interviews twice a week so that we could get accustomed to looking at the computer camera instead of the computer screen.
That is so different. It's like reprogramming your yes. brain on eye contact. We're drilled to make eye contact and acknowledge their questions and look them in the face and show our confidence that way. And then all of a sudden you're looking at a dot or the glowing ring above your laptop is the all-seeing eye or something all of a sudden. So, yeah, just a complete difference in a game changer in some ways, because getting to be there in person yeah. is huge.
And it really does kind of take away that personal element. So what I did on my computer screen was I put a little stick figure right next to my computer camera so I could look at it and feel like I was actually talking to a person instead of a computer camera. It worked.
I was going to say, whatever works, whatever works. So, girls, tell us about your interviews.
So, our interviews, at least I think both of us did, at the Seaside Convention Center. So, we went in to the convention center, and they had a whole setup. It was really nice because in Seaside, they say the best Wi-Fi is the Seaside Convention Center, which is something that when you're doing Zooms, you're really stressed about the internet kicking out. Luckily, that was not the case. However, with the eye contact thing, the camera we had to look at was actually 3 inches above the screen. So around a ring light, you had to look up. So that was totally different. You didn't even look at the computer screen. I walked out of my interview, and I'm like, I didn't know what the judges look like. Because usually the interview is the first time you get to see them and meet them. Mm-hmm. But I did not look at them for fear of, I was too scared to look at them. Because I'm like, no, I got to keep that eye contact. Got to look at that ring light. So I had to wait till I got on stage to actually get to see my judges and see who they were.
Yeah. From stage, that's a weird time to feel like you've met them. Yeah. Yeah, everything's so different, all new. Go ahead, Lena.
Yeah, so as the other girls were saying, it was definitely different having it on Zoom. You kind of had to have a whole nother level of confidence to be like, I'm not even looking at the judges, but I got this, you know? I was very excited for mine at local. I won top interview, and so I definitely felt a lot more prepared, and we had weekly interviews, a couple times a week, actually, interviews, mock interviews with just people around the community that Brooke and Angie had set up for us. And so I think we definitely had a step up going into that. We really had just prepared ourselves for the best. And so even though it was over Zoom, I think we all did really amazing and we were prepared for it. So I know we did awesome.
And that's in that the proof is in the pudding. So, I mean, you guys did do amazing. Okay. And so then the next day, What's your first phases of competition? Because everybody was, the Miss and Teen are separate, and there's also groups. So what did the teens do?
So I was in the Omega group, so I competed first in fitness and then an evening gown later that same day, actually, because we competed in the afternoon rather than in the evening. And then I competed on Friday in the talent competition.
So the teens, how they had us split up, I was one of the first numbers and Audrey was one of the last. So we were actually in different groups. So we did the phases on opposite days. So the days that I did fitness and on stage, she did talent, and same the other way. So I actually started off on talent.
Excellent. So how many young ladies were in the teen competition this year?
There were 11 at the Miss Oregon level, and I was contestant number 11, and Lena was contestant number 2.
Yeah, so you were pretty close to far apart. So what was that like? Because a lot of the competitors that came, some of them had been carryovers from the year before of the pageants that actually did get to have their programs before COVID shut everything down. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity to meet the title holders like in years past where they all go from pageant to pageant and meet people and congratulate them while they're being crowned. So what was that like meeting the your classmates or your sisters?
It was so cool to be able, we had a contestant group chat leading up to it, and then the couple of days, the Monday before we started, I actually went to a bonfire on the beach with some of the girls, Miss North Coast, Emmy Huber, Miss Clatsop County, Gracie Weaver, and Miss Tri-Valley, Maya Joyce. We did a little bonfire, and then Tuesday night, most all the teen contestants got together for a dinner, just because knowing it's a shortened week, we wanted to make sure we got that sisterhood bonding that everyone comes out of Miss Oregon loving and having good experiences with. We wanted to make sure we had time to get to know each other and meet the ladies we were going to share the stage with and meet the ladies that represent the other parts of Oregon that we do not.
Yeah, and it's so exciting because everybody is different, but yet you have this common thread of stepping out and doing something out of a lot of your comfort zones, and so there's that camaraderie in that too. So did you connect with other people? Have you made lifelong buddies out of it? Or, I mean, you guys came as a duo. So.
Yes, we did. Me and Audrey, we had each other the whole time. It was awesome, though, because all the girls, like you were saying, they come from different places, different aspects and everything. Yet we are so much alike, and we all got along really well, and we were all just really great friends over the week. Like, you would have thought that we'd known each other for so long, but we hadn't. We had just bonded so fast, and you could tell how much fun everyone had and how much we really just enjoyed each other's company.
That's awesome. Bridget, how many Miss were there in the Miss competition?
There were 18.
So that's a good number.
Yes, it was. We were also split up into two groups, Mu and Omega. So like I said, Emily was first in the Mu group and I was number 15. So I was close to last in the Omega group.
So you guys were on opposite.
Yes, unfortunately. Well. Yes. So first night I competed in onstage question and red carpet. And then the second night I competed in talent. And then she was vice versa.
Got you. And the same thing, did you... I mean, I know you've been involved for a while, but that doesn't mean, I mean, people come on and there was a lot of new faces at Miss Oregon this year. So did you guys get to take that time as well to get to know each other and bond?
Yes. And one of the cool things about all of us staying in the hotels together was that some of us got to walk over to the Seaside Convention Center every morning and eat breakfast. So we would just have that time before everything started to just bond. And there were actually three other girls there who I'd been a teen with. So that was cool coming back, having competed at Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen together and then being there competing for Miss Oregon together. It was nice having those familiar faces. But yeah, like Lena said, you would have thought that we had all known each other for years based on how well we were interacting. It was such a beautiful thing to watch because we all just clicked instantly. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was so fun being there and hanging around all these beautiful, accomplished, talented women.
Well, you're going through something that even though it's, you know, you're learning and they're there and you have people there to help and guide you and stuff through the whole process, you're still kind of going through this mad chaos. You do have to have that bend and flex.
Yes.
And so to have these other people that are there to help you through your lows and highs and all of that and vice versa, and all the chaos that happens backstage with people changing quickly and things like that, it's just nice to have those people that you're like, okay, anybody would help the other person if they needed it.
And that's absolutely
just such a wonderful thing. So one of the things is at Miss Oregon, it wasn't going to be opened, and then right before it was going to be opened, so it's like, oh, there's not going to be maybe an audience now, there's going to be a tiny one, and now there can be a little bit of a bigger one. So that was kind of an interesting component this year. But you guys actually did get to have audience members. Yay. That
yes.
was great.
I was just glad my parents could be there.
I know. I just so sad to make it to that level and then potentially not have those people there that you want. And then they also did it online, which was great, and where I got to see it. So, but I don't want to give that away yet, the outcomes of that. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and I want you guys to tell us how things panned out for you at Miss Oregon. So we'll be back with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, right after this break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and in studio we have Miss Douglas County, Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen, and Miss Umpqua Valley's Outstanding Teen. We're just missing Miss Emily Warren, Miss Umpqua Valley's Outstanding Teen. So
no, Miss Umpqua Valley.
Oh, that's right. See, thank you for correcting me. See, she was a teen back in my day, so I'm just gonna keep her in that category. Sorry, Emily. She's working, homeowner, very much a miss.
Yes, very adult.
Very adult. Sorry, Emily. So when we left off, we had done the phases of competition. You guys had done your competing. Everything's now gone to the auditors and tabulated, and we come to finals night. Dun, dun, dun. But before that, actually, there's parade. Isn't parade fun?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so much fun.
And with being a teen before, and then you see all the miss in their Corvettes.
Yes, I got my own Corvette.
I know. It's like this and big moment in life.
And my drivers were the sweetest. They gave me this little succulent that they had like dried and then coated in this pure silver, and it just looks like a tiny little flower, and I still have it. It's in my little memory box that I have, and they were so sweet and so amazing. It was a really cool experience coming full circle, having gone from watching the Miss do that to being a Miss myself.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that the teens are always like, oh, what's, how come we can't have Corvettes? And it's like, it's something you have to work for, strive for, and get there. And that way you appreciate it when you do. So now you guys have something to work for if you're coming back and competing as a Miss later on. So the first, the teens, and we were able to, it was live streamed, both of these. So we were able to watch them, and I was down here and watched it. And they announced the top 10, and you, both of your names were called.
Actually, this year it's a little different than normal. It was a top 5 and a people's choice. So a little bit of slimmer chances, but it was super cool to have both of the Douglas County girls in it.
That's a big shout out. We do things great down here. Yeah. Good job, Douglas County.
Good job, Committee, Douglas County. If you guys want to compete, any young listeners, pretty solid program.
We do well at state.
Yes, we do. We have for a long time. So that was so exciting. And, you know, honestly, with everything being so different this year, I didn't really have expectations. And normally I'm like, okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm always like, I got this on lockdown. I know what's happening. But this year I'm like, I know nothing. And so to get to watch it and then have your names called, I was like, oh my gosh. And then another name. And then it was like, oh my gosh, both girls are in there. So that was so, so exciting and such a proud moment. I just have to tell you guys, it really was. There was lots of silliness and screaming and laughing and cheering and craziness. It was so fun to see that. And but they don't give you but just a split second to then say congratulations, you have this, now you're going to recompete.
Yeah, it's you get called and then you go.
Yeah, it's just nuts. So tell me, both of you, quickly what you thought when you heard your title called.
For me, it was super exciting to be called. I was one of the last few people to be called in the top 5, so there's only one girl called after me. So as more people are getting called and there's like less spots open in the top 5, it's a little bit more nerve-wracking because you're like, am I in it? Am I not? And it was so exciting, but I immediately like turned my focus. I'm like, all right, we've got to go whip off the jackets and get ready to compete in fitness. Just right off the bat, it was super stressful, but just keeping my mind on trying to do my very best and look the best on stage that I could be was something that just kind of kept me going and trying not to get too overwhelmed by, oh my goodness, I'm in the top 5 at Miss Oregon.
And Lena?
Yeah, so for me, I think I was the second or third one called, actually, and the first thing I saw was Brooke and Andrew's reaction, then behind
oh,
the judges.
Yes.
They flipped, and it was so awesome. And we were getting a bit more towards the end, and Audrey wasn't up there with me yet, and all I could think of, it had nothing to do with me. I was just like, come on, Audrey, come on. And she got called, and then Brooke and Angie flipped out again. They were just so excited, and it was so awesome.
I don't
awesome.
Know that if they had stopped flipping out.
No, I don't think they did. Called. They were so incredibly happy, and it was awesome because we were the girls who got up there and called together, same county. Mm-hmm. So it was amazing. I just remember we literally ran off stage after that. Like, it was rush. We took off our jackets for fitness, and I just gave Audrey the biggest hug, and I was just like, we did this. And it was so awesome knowing that we both got to do it together. Getting up there and doing it alone mm-hmm. is so awesome. But when you and your sister make it into top 5, it's so crazy.
It was just honestly an awesome moment. And I can confirm the flipping out because they couldn't even text me. So they're like, they couldn't see through their tears of joy. So they're like, we're just bawling. The emoji where the crying is just coming out is pretty much all I got as a response from them. But it was super exciting. And you definitely made Douglas County very, very, very proud. And so I'm going to keep finishing with them here, Bridget, and then I'm going to come to you. So you compete in all your phases of competition, which you guys did excellent in all
Thank
of
you.
Them. I think you actually took it up a notch even in finals. I feel that. And so that could I could be biased, and I'm okay with that. But anyway, I thought everybody did great. And so then it gets to where they're saying where you guys are placing, and it got kind of intense there. So, Lena, you were in what place did you get?
So I was in top 5, so technically it could have been 4th or 5th. They don't say that. They announce the winner and then the runner-up and second runner-up.
In reverse order. So they say 3rd, 2nd, and winner, or you know what I mean.
So what they did this year is they had all the top 6, the top 5, People's Choice come up, and then they called the top 3, and then they announced the placing of that top 3.
And so your name got called for that top three.
Yeah, that was so, so nerve-wracking, because just knowing that there's six amazing people up there and there only three of them are going to be in the top placing. So getting my name called was so unbelievable, because it was my first time competing at Miss Oregon. Both other girls in the top three with me were older than me, and they're going off to some amazing places. And it's like, wow, I can't believe I'm up here with these amazing women, and I can't believe that I made it this far. And then to be second runner-up in the whole state is kind of crazy. I don't know if I believe it yet, but maybe it'll hit me one day. I don't know. It's so incredible, and I'm so proud to be able to do that and continue my passion for the program.
Well, I mean, again, Douglas County was represented so well by the both of you, and not just in your placing, but to watch just how graceful and how much effort you put into it, you could tell. And so it's a great job, and kudos, and it was exciting. It was definitely exciting. Okay, so Bridget, the teens are done, and then we have a couple hours, and then the Miss go on.
Yes, that was actually, that might have been one of my favorite parts, because in years past, the Miss and the teen shows have been together, but this year they were two separate shows, so we actually, all of us Miss, got to sit at the back of the convention center and fully watch all of our teens compete, which was so much fun, because we got to fully experience what the audience gets to experience, and I got to watch both of my teens make it into the top five, which was so fun.
Yes, proud moment.
Yes, very much so. Emily and I were like probably two of the loudest people in the entire audience when their names were called.
It's you're probably right.
100%. We were so proud and so happy.
Well, it was awesome. So you so then they do the same thing, and they announced how many?
So there were 18 Miss, and they announced top eight and People's Choice.
Okay. And so your name was called.
Yes, I was People's Choice, which was actually cool because that was an instant $1,000 scholarship.
Nice.
Just for being People's Choice. So yeah, I'm not gonna complain about that. And it was actually really cool for me because I was the second youngest candidate there.
Yeah.
So being up there with these girls who are going off to law school and have these degrees and are just so accomplished and know what they're doing in life and making these big strides, it felt otherworldly to be up there with them.
Well, and it is an accomplishment to make it into the finals and to get to do that. So you as well instantly recompete.
Yes, so we actually were wearing our opening number outfits. We didn't even change. We recompeted for On Stage Question in our opening number outfits, just because you go off stage, the top nine remain, and they go right into it.
And so there's not really time to get nervous or freak out or any of that. You're
still kind of processing, oh my gosh, I'm in the top nine, and then you're out on stage for answering your on stage question.
And so then you recompete, except for interviews, but your scores go forward, and then you...
And we actually didn't recompete in our social impact statement. That was the one thing that was different from prelims to finals. We didn't do our social impact statement again, but everything else was the same.
And so then after that, they cut down to the five?
Yes, they cut down to the top five. And I felt really bad for the top five because they didn't even get to go up to the dressing room. They had people bring down their opening number outfits, and they changed in this little changing room, like right off the side of the stage, because that's how fast the turnaround was.
Yeah. And, you know, from a viewer's thing, it flowed really fast and it went well, but I know from my years of experience what that means. It's like backstage, so I'm like,
you are running.
Whoa, Nelly. Yeah, but anyway, so that was exciting. Mm-hmm. And we have a new Miss Oregon.
Yes, Abigail Hayes. She is everything Miss Oregon should be. She is such a wonderful person. I feel so blessed to have gotten to know her before being crowned as Miss Oregon, because she is just an amazing, amazing person.
And this was her first time.
Yes.
And so for me, that was like this unknown that was exciting and very talented. I mean, you don't sing Alicia Keys. That's a brave, bold move.
And playing the piano while singing and pulling both off flawlessly. Wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was stiff competition, though.
There
was definitely some run for the money, so it's kind of fun not to know what's going to happen.
I was very impressed, especially with the talents this year. I was very impressed with all of the talents, both Miss and teens.
Yeah, very fun. And so, ladies, we also have a new Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen. You want to tell us about Moira, your experience with her, what you know?
Yeah, so Moira O'Brien, the new Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen, she's from Coos County. I believe someone said she's the first person from Coos County to ever be crowned in the history of Miss Oregon and Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen. She is such a fun person. Like, her personality is just so energetic, and I'm so excited for her to go to Nationals and share that with all of America and then with Oregon through the rest of her year. Lena, you shared a table with her, so she got to become really close to her. We have this fun picture of all of us in our little, like, crown robes, and she is just such a fun person and really outstanding. Her talent, her confidence, it's amazing, and she's such an amazing representative.
Yeah, her talent especially was so amazing. We loved just getting to see her personality and everything, and she was so genuine getting to see her. And like Audrey said, I shared a table with her, and so though we were constantly busy, there was times when I got to talk with her and I got to get to know her and chat with her. And she is just the most deserving person to have that title. And I can speak for everyone on that stage when I say we were just beyond happy for her. It was so amazing to hear her get called.
Well, and the teens have no time to get ready. Being involved in the past, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, she leaves in like 2 weeks. So, mm-hmm. So it's a crazy quick turnaround time there. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more here in just a few moments. This is your cue, Shannon Sebastian here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian, and I have the title holders from the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program here in the studio. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today. I really appreciate it and telling us about your journeys. So grateful. One of the things that always really impresses me is to see where the title holders and just also that just the candidates and everybody that competes in it, where they go with this with life. And so Bridget, tell us what your future career aspirations and schooling are.
Yes, so actually I want to be an emergency room physician, so I'm attending the Oregon State University Honors College right now. I'm on a presidential scholarship, so I am a psychology major with an option in pre-med, and it's really cool because I'm working at our local emergency department as a scribe, so I get to be a part of what I want to do in my future every day at work. It's an amazing opportunity, and I love working there.
And so medical school isn't cheap. So
no, which is why participating in scholarship programs has another added benefit.
So tell us roughly where you're at. I know that's hard to keep a running total, but where do you think you're at about with scholarships?
So adding in my scholarships from competing as a teen, I think I'm around $18,000 or $20,000 in scholarship money.
And that is just such a phenomenal amount. And
yes.
And so it just goes to show that sometimes coming in and we have the Build Your Own scholarship program and stuff where people can, you know, build up their own as well as while they're competing in it. It's just such an amazing program for that. And to know that, you know, you do it a couple years isn't a bad thing before you get crowned, because you're building up money all that time. So that's a good amount of money. So that's exciting.
I'm currently a junior in college based on the credits that I took in high school, but I was calculating it out with my mom, and I think that I'll get to my second term in my senior year without having to pay out of pocket based on all of the scholarship money that I've gotten.
And that's so fabulous.
Yes, absolutely. It's incredible.
Everybody loves that. And so, gals, share us, Lena, what what are your future plans? Do you know yet? We're asking teens, so I feel like that's a little unfair. But
yes, I love this question because I just finished my freshman year in high school. And so I love when people are like, what college do you want to go to? Mm-hmm. What for? I do have a little bit of a plan. I know I want to go to medical school as well, and I want to become a NICU nurse. And that's something that, for some reason, I've always been really set on because I've always thought going into the medical field would be fun. Plus, I have such a big love for kids and babies especially. And so that's something that I kind of always knew I wanted to do, and I knew it's something that I would enjoy.
Well, and so the scholarship dollars will also come in handy for you as well. So.
Yeah, I believe this year alone from local, I want to say I got like $12,100, and that's between BYOS and winning alone and getting top interview. And then I believe I also got $450 from placing top five at Miss Oregon, which was even more awesome.
That's exciting. Okay, and Audrey, tell us what your future plans are.
I would love to become a realtor. That's something that I've had a lot of aspirations during my life, like this and that, and I think as of right now, that's my big plan for the future is to buy, sell houses. I love organizing and laying out new house plans, so getting to do that for an eternity would be so much fun, something I'm looking forward to. And
that's awesome. And so in your time, where do you feel you're at with scholarships?
So in this year alone at local, I got almost $3,000 from local, and then I got an extra $1,000 at Miss Oregon from being second runner-up. And then combining that with what I've got from competing in local in years past before I won, I think I'm up to about $5,000
at
16 years old.
Yeah, that's so amazing. So hopefully we'll see you guys out and about. I know you're doing some graffiti events this weekend, and then you're at the fair and wildlife safari, so you're here, there, and everywhere. So I just want to tell the listeners, you guys are so approachable and so wonderful to talk to, and it really renews your faith in the youth today if you have a conversation with one of these young ladies. So please, if you see them out at an event, have a conversation with
them.
Come
say hi to us.
Absolutely. They don't bite. And so just get to know them. And, you know, if you're a young lady, competition ages, and you're interested, please seek them out. And you guys are on social media and all that. So thank you for being here today. And we'll be back next week. This is Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Bye now.